The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Cusa, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the martyrdom of St. Cornelius and Cyprian. When we follow Jesus, in a certain sense, as a journey of martyrdom, some really died with persecution. This last month, a French priest was killed by the ISIS. Some live old age, 90 years, in a different way, if we follow Jesus, certain sense is a martyrdom. Because when you love, you have to die of yourself. When you live for others, then you can live for yourself. But there's a certain sense of martyrdom. So it's not necessary that we are killed, be shot, but on a daily basis. It's a martyrdom. I have a mother. She followed the whole way of Jesus. She still lived together with the apostles, the disciples. Certain sense, a martyrdom. Because not all the disciples live the same spirit as a mother. She suffered. I think she died at the age of 63. You can imagine. It's a long journey. So we thank the Lord that we are called, each one of us, in a different way. No matter how, where we work, in what kind of work, if we, with the Spirit of Christ, that's important. Just tell yourself, no matter how your life is, certain sense, it's a martyrdom. Because Jesus, come and follow me. And those who do not carry the cross are not worthy to be disciples. So the way of carrying our cross is a martyrdom. So we ask these two saints, Cornelius and Cyprian, to pray for us. They are two good friends. One is a pope, one is a bishop. They work together. Sometimes work together is also a martyrdom. Because you lose your ideas for others. Love, mutual love, that's the way of Jesus' life. And his promise with two or three united in my name, I am in your midst.